Radio, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Live from Unitigo tonight, Nate Lull and Greg Boskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As tonight, it's Unitigo Franklin, the boys hosting BG. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. So we had a heck of a JV game, came right down to the buzzer with BG winning that game 38-36. So we'll hope the same for this varsity game tonight. And Coach, I want to welcome you in here. We were just talking before we jumped on the air. This one, you know, means a lot in the MAC standings coming in terms of these two teams wanting to stay in the top four of the league.
Yeah, I think currently Unitigo sits in the third spot in the MAC, and BG is right behind them one game. So I think this will be a crucial contest to determine the standings in the MAC.
Yeah, as we look at the MAC standings right now, Delhi at 5-0, Green at 4-1, Unitigo Franklin at 4-1, and BG's at 4-2. I will say that BG has played Delhi and they've played Green already, so those are those two losses. Arguably, they've played, you know, the cream of the crop in the league, so they've kind of gotten through that already. Unitigo still has to do some of those things. So this really does set up to be maybe that 3-4 spot in the standings.
Yeah, I think Unitigo still has to go to Delhi. I know their last game was against Green. I had a chance to catch up with Coach Woods over at Bainbridge-Guilford prior to the Bainbridge-Guilford GMU girls game the other night, and we were talking about where they stood in the standings and that, you know, they had a couple tough games coming up this week with Green and BG and that they still had to go to Delhi, which is a very difficult place to play.
And Delhi currently undefeated at 11-0, 5-0 in the league, and if you believe the New York State sports writers, they are number one in the state right now in terms of the standings. You can take that with a grain of salt, but they do release those standings once a week, and it's exciting. Right now we do have a lot of teams, boys and girls, who are in the top 10. So at least it's nice to see some recognition for those teams in the area. All right, we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back and talk some more. Unitigo Franklin boys here at the U tonight hosting BG. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Altimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight as Unitigo Franklin is hosting Bainbridge-Guilford and MAC boys basketball action. Nate Lull and GMU Athletic Director, longtime local coach Greg Boskowski with me here. And Coach, one thing that we were discussing pregame is that the inside battle tonight should be very good as both these teams have talented players on the interior.
Yeah, I mean, we had the opportunity to call the Afton-BG boys game just last week, and I was very impressed with the interior presence that BG has. They have a couple tall kids in there that really know how to play. I would kind of say have that old school game, you know, head fakes, you know, kind of the Kevin McHale, Akeem Olajuwon post move. And I thought they really did a nice job against Afton, who maybe doesn't have as much size. So I'm interested to see tonight, whereas Unitigo has some more height, how these two squads match up against each other.
Well, you should mention here in the pregame show that Unitigo is without one of their top guards, Devin Kroll. He's not here tonight, so they'll be without his services. So that's going to put a little more pressure on some of their younger guards. But one guy I've been especially interested in watching this year is Spencer Wilms. He's put up some nice numbers, a senior this year, but when they've needed another guard to step up, he's been able to do that. But I think a lot of this tonight is going to fall on the Johnson brothers and what they can do here for Unitigo.
Yeah, I think it will be, you know, the philosophy is when you have a guy out on your team, it's kind of that next man up mentality. You know, who's going to step up and make a play when we need you to do it? That's why it's a team game. You got five guys out there on the court, so it's somebody's chance to step up and show the coach what they can do, and it's what you make of that opportunity.
BG has been playing very well recently, but earlier this week they welcomed a very, very good state-ranked Shenango Forks team into Bainbridge, and it was not the Bobcats' night. It was very difficult, and I talked to Coach Worley after the game, and you know, he was a little not upset at his guys, but he just said, we did not play well, and you can't do that against a very good team like that. But we also talked about how good it is to go out and have games like that. It's better than just winning a game by 30. You're going to learn something from that and hopefully take it into the future. So my point with that is I'll be interested to see how BG bounces back from that. As a coach, if you had a loss like that, was there ever kind of that hungriness to get into the next game?
There was, but at the same time, I think, you know, when you have an opportunity to play against a school that's a bigger classification than you are, I frequently will say to our team, you know, we have nothing to lose. We're supposed to lose. If the score comes out in the paper tomorrow that, you know, this Class B school beat a Class C school, well, of course the Class B school is supposed to win. They have more kids. So as a younger team or a smaller team classification-wise, you always want to put yourself in that position to make yourself better, because you could get in a game like this and you can draw on those experiences of playing against bigger, faster, and stronger opponents.
I think for BG, for Green, for Unitigo Franklin here, they're trying to find any games they can. Like, I know Unitigo Franklin's going to go play a very good West Canada Valley team coming up in a few days. Anything that can prepare them for the gauntlet of maybe having to play Delhi in the playoffs should only help them, because right now Delhi just you know, looks like the unbeatable team in the area.
Yeah, and to throw out a little preview, I believe you have a big game tomorrow night on the girls' side in
yes.
the Tri-Valley, and we talked about the state rankings earlier. You have two Class D schools from the Tri-Valley in Worcester and Cherry Valley Springfield. Between them, they have one loss. Worcester is, I think, ranked fourth. Cherry Valley Springfield is ranked sixth. Cherry Valley Springfield is a team with the loss, but they went to Johnson City and played Johnson City, and I believe Johnson City's an A?
An A, yes.
So you have a D going to play an A. I mean, that's not a bad loss for Cherry Valley Springfield.
No, and you know, I went down to that game, and you know, CVS, I think, went in with that attitude of, hey, we have nothing to lose. I thought they learned a lot from it, and they didn't shoot particularly well that day, and they had good looks, and I came away from that game thinking, boy, they maybe could have lost by 8 or 10 instead of 20 if they'd made a few more shots. I think they learned a lot from it. I think it will pay off for them down the road, and that's going to be a fun, fun matchup tomorrow night. I don't know what to think about it, honestly.
I think it could go either way. I think I might give a slight edge to Worcester because they have their home court.
Mm.
But if the Worcester guards don't shoot it real well, Cherry Valley Springs got Jolene. She's pretty tough inside, and she has a good supporting cast, so it should be a good game.
I think if you're going to that game tomorrow, you have any interest, get there early, because everybody I've talked to said we are going to be there nice and early for that one. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. And you can also go on and listen to these games on our game audio archive. I have been working on catching up with that. Had a few tech issues on that, but I think I got them resolved now, so you can go back and listen to those games all at WCDOsports.com. Starting lineup first for BG tonight, they start with junior number 3, James Agroyan. They will start with senior number 5, Elias Wilson. Senior number 14, Garrett O'Hara. Sophomore number 23, Michael Lapani. And sophomore number 25, Connor Vredenberg. On the other side here for the Unitigo Spartans, looking to see who they will replace Devin Kroll with here tonight. Senior number 4, Logan Utter. They have freshman number 10, Xander Johnson. Senior number 14, Spencer Wills. Junior number 33, Braden Johnson. And a junior number 40, Chase Bertzel. So Wilms will step into the starting lineup tonight in space of Devin Kroll here tonight. And I've been really impressed this year so far, Greg, with Xander Johnson. You forget that he's a freshman sometimes because he just plays a lot of varsity sports and he plays them at a high level.
Yeah, he has a lot of maturity. I had the pleasure of working with him in the Otigo Retrievers American Legion baseball team last spring and summer, and he's just a really good athlete, has a really good head on his shoulders, and there were so many things that he did throughout the course of that baseball season that just shocked me that, you know, he was only a freshman. Like, it just didn't...
Right.
It just blows you away, like, the mental capacity that he has for the sport, so...
Unitigo Franklin is in the home white uniforms here tonight with the green trim, says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the chest. Bobcats are in the road navy blue uniforms with the white trim, says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of their uniforms. And BG will be going left to right, and Unitigo will win the tip, and they'll be going right to left. And here is Xander Johnson with the ball to start things off. So the Spartans setting up on offense here. They'll go to the right side with Chase Bertzel. We are just underway here tonight, a Big Mac contest at Unitigo.
BG opens man-to-man.
Logan Utter with the ball, now back to Bertzel. 15 on the shot clock. Wilms at the top of the key. The lefty throws up a long two, missed it, and the rebound comes back down to Elias Wilson of BG. So Wilson will walk it up the floor here, and both teams kind of feeling each other out a little bit as they'll work it to the inside. Here for Vredenberg, kicks one back out. Far side three ball here for BG from David Emerson. No, Hagroyan is there for the rebound. Missed it, but got it right back and puts it up and in.
Yeah, just a failure to box out there on that possession for the Spartans.
And they're going to have to really know where James Agroyan is. Every game we've seen him in this year, he's been tremendous. BG with the basketball. They'll work it into the right corner now for Xander Johnson. Back to the top of the key for Braden. He wants to take it into the paint. Dishes one down low, and a little miscommunication there with Logan Utter. Rolls out of bounds and back to BG. 2-0 early for the Bobcats.
Unitico with a little 2-2-1 full court pressure here.
And so the Bobcats will look to break that, and they do at midcourt. Here is DeGroyan. Dumps one to the inside, and the layup, oh, just rolls out. Wouldn't go for Connor Vredenburg. Rebound back down the left side of the floor now for Bertzel, and he has his pocket picked by Elias Wilson. A smooth guard back down the floor here for Lapani as BG goes left to right. They lead 2-0 early here, just about a minute and a half in. Bobcats with the ball, setting up shop here on offense. Now look to reset a little bit here with Lapani, the sophomore guard who's worked his way into the starting rotation this year. Right side now for Elias Wilson. Shot clock at 10. BG looking for something here at the high post. They find Vredenburg down low. Hagroyan muscles his way inside. Hasn't hit the rim yet. Ball is tapped away with two on the shot clock, and Unitigo back down the floor.
That was great defense there by Braden Johnson.
Yeah, very nice defense to keep Hagroyan from getting a clean look. And here is Xander Johnson. DeBertzel reverses one into the corner now for Wilms. In front of the BG bench, skips back across the defense. And here to Xander Johnson. Move to the interior, off the glass, and good.
Like, even that move right there, he drove to the basket, but he was under control. He didn't try to force it, didn't try to get all the way to the rim. Just took a little floater, a little fadeaway shot off the glass and in.
We're tied at two. BG breaks the press. Back down to Emerson. He misses a left-handed layup. Hagroyan will pick up the loose change and kick it back out. But he was swarmed as soon as he had that ball. So we're tied at two with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Chance of defense from the student section. Vredenburg to the interior. He gets it to go. Vredenburg has been very excited when I've chatted with him about getting back in the lineup. He was out with an injury, and you can tell he wants to work hard in there. 4:55 to go, first quarter. 4-2 the score. Unitigo tries to pass to the interior, and they couldn't get it to Johnson, and it's out of bounds back to BG.
Yeah, they were trying to get the ball inside to Braden there, and he had post position, but the guard just failed to get a little bit better angle, and it was a bounce pass that just found the baseline and went out of bounds.
4:45 to go, first quarter. BG back down the floor with a 4-2 lead. Looking to create a little separation here. This already feels like it's going to be one of those games that's back and forth. We'll see if that happens. BG lost control of the basketball, but Wilson grabs it, and then Bertzel is called for the reach-in foul, and he's not pleased with that call. 4.5 to go here in this first quarter. Bobcats will be on the baseline here.
Unitigo's playing, I would say, kind of like a Syracuse 2-3 zone with the wings extended. So it's putting a lot of pressure on the baseline and the high post area.
Bobcats will work it into Wilson on the right side. He gets a screen at the top of the arc. Flips one to the far side. They find Hagroyan to the interior. Vredenburg missed the layup. Gets a second chance at it. Gets this one to go, and he's fouled. Good hard work there by Connor Vredenburg, and that time it pays off for him, and BG leads 6-2.
I thought Unitigo was a little unfortunate there. I thought you could have called a foul on the first shot. He didn't make it. He would have gone to the line to shoot two. They didn't call that one. He gets his own rebound, scores, goes to the line here, doesn't complete the three-point play, but he does have 2 points.
Boy, misses the rebound, but it bounced off of a Unitigo player and out of bounds, so BG retains possession here. 4:20 to go in this first quarter. It's 6-2, BG boys leading Unitigo Franklin here tonight into the corner for Emerson. Tries to pass to the interior. It's slapped away, and Unitigo will come out of there with Spencer Wilms. Wilms across midcourt, slows it down, finds Braden Johnson, gets to the high post, pull-up jumper for him, rolls out. Quick possession there for the Spartans, and they couldn't finish. 3:55 to go in the first. It's a 6-2 lead for BG over Unitigo Franklin. Bobcats with the ball. They go left corner. They find Vredenburg again, and he's fouled and couldn't get the shot to go, but boy, that dive from the high post to the low post has really been open.
That's what I was trying to explain. So in the 2-3, you have the top two, and then you have the wings, and those wings are extending almost out to the three-point line to play the wings, so it leaves the bottom player in the 2-3 zone wide open, or on kind of on an island. So if they throw the ball to the gray area, which is the baseline, then that person in the high post on offense is cutting, and there's nobody to guard him. If you throw the ball to the baseline, the bottom guy has to come out, and then the high post is open. If you throw it to the high post, the guy's got to come up, and then the baseline's open. So it's kind of a it's a dilemma.
That is a dilemma. The other dilemma is BG's foul shooting here as Vredenburg goes 0-for-2 at the line, and Coach Worley shaking his head. Chase Bertzel had to come out for the Spartans because he's picked up two quick fouls, and so Jacob Sargent is now in for Unitego Franklin. Into the corner now for Wilms. He wants a deep three. This rattles in and out. Vredenburg will clean the glass, and an outlet pass to Elias Wilson. So 3:25 to go first quarter. BG boys leading Unitego Franklin 6-2. To the high post for Vredenburg. Back out for Wilson. Little jab step. And he'll work it back. And tries a three from the right side. No, Hagroyan is right there for the rebound. Sweeps one over to the far side now. Back out Emerson. He pump fakes. Gets into the lane. Lost control of it. Ball is loose. Wrestling and scrambling for it. Spartans will come away. And an outlet pass down the floor for Logan Utter. Utter now finds Johnson at the top of the key. He takes it to the interior on the baseline now. They try to pass one back up top, and Wilson is able to nab it away. Wilson to the left side to Lapani. Outside, Emerson. Three ball, no. Somebody put a lid on the BG rim here. Hagroyan with a nice spin move, blocked by Johnson. Ball out of bounds, and there's that interior battle that we were talking about in our Butler Auto pregame show.
Yeah, as a coach, that you applaud the physical play by both of those players there. I would have liked to seen either a jump ball. I would have liked to seen a jump ball there because, you know, there either had to be a foul or a jump ball. There was way too much contact there. Steal here by Xander Johnson on the inbounds, and he goes coast to coast.
Johnson able to finish it. He has all four of Unitego Franklin's points, and it's 6-4 with 2:20 to go in this first quarter. Now a steal right in front of the Unitego bench. Bodies flying everywhere out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay with the Bobcats. And so good hustle there by both sides to go for that ball. As we said earlier, both these teams fighting for top four position, which would send you to the semifinals in the MAC. And hard to believe, Coach, we're only a few weeks away from playoff action. Bobcats with the ball again, going left to right. They're in the navy blue tonight. Unitego's in the white with the green trim. Bobcats with the ball. Little pump fake into the corner. Hagroyan, he can hit that shot, and does. From right in the right wing corner, he steps back and hits the three. And BG leads 9-4 over Unitego Franklin with a 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Logan Utter to the right side, back up to Wilms at the top of the key. Little killer crossover, kicks one out. Johnson pump fakes, takes it inside. Johnson tried to go to the rim, and Braden gets denied there, and BG comes away with it. And Lapani across midcourt. Zips one into the far side. Now back to Hagroyan. Same spot, he just hit that shot. They go to Vredenburg on the low block, and a steal by the Spartans. Nice job by Jacob Sargent to get his mitts on that. Xander Johnson, three ball, yes! 7 points for Xander Johnson. Timeout BG with a 1:14 to go in the first. It's Bainbridge Guilford 9, Unitego Franklin 7 on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber. Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Minute 14 to go here in this first quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. A good one so far. Xander Johnson with 7 points to lead Unitego Franklin. And they've kind of crawled out of an early hole to only trail by two here against BG. Bobcats have it to the right side. I believe that's maybe dogs barking from the student section here. I haven't heard that one before. Anything to try to rattle your opponent. Left side, three ball here for the Bobcats. Good from way deep in that corner. Good for Isaac Seiler. He gets it to go.
Nice shot.
And so that makes it BG 12 and Unitego Franklin 7. Xander takes it in. Little 12-footer, left it a little short. Might have been tipped. Rebound for Braden Johnson. He gets tied up. And the possession arrow on the jump ball will give it back to BG.
I thought he might have got hit on the arm there a little bit. It was either tipped or he got hit on the arm, one of the two.
30 seconds to go, first quarter. Bobcats will come across the midcourt line. They could play for the last shot if they wish here. Shot clock's off, but Unitego Franklin says no. A nice steal there by Logan Utter. Now for Johnson. Braden finds Xander. They find a cutting Logan Utter here, and he's fouled down in the low post area with 12 seconds to go first quarter. Team foul situation, 3 for Unitego Franklin, 1 for BG. Utter will do the inbounding duties. He's under the hoop, finds Jacob Sargent, kicks one back out. 9 seconds left. Xander thought about pulling the trigger there, but he didn't. Now down to 5. Gets a screen. Steps back 3 here. Just a little short. Rebound for Sargent at the buzzer. No. End of the first quarter. BG leads Unitego Franklin 12-7. It's Mac Boys basketball tonight. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here live tonight from the U as Unitego Franklin. The boys are trailing Bainbridge Guilford 12-7 to start this second frame. It's a hot potato. Unitego Franklin had it, but BG will steal it as they bring it down the floor on the left wing side. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Courtesy of SFCU, Hagroyan with a little leaner in the paint, missed it, and Braden Johnson showing off that baseball arm, but this was too far in front of everybody as the Hail Mary pass sails out of bounds.
Overthrew him just a little.
Just a bit outside there.
If that was at Green, it probably would have been a good pass.
That's true. I don't think of this gym as being small, but many coaches I talk to in the league say, oh, going to Unitego, small gym there. So interesting you would say that. Hagroyan has a look in the low post here. They can't get it to him. BG keeps working it around. Now they find Hagroyan, left wing side, reverses a 3 here for Elias Wilson, and it's off the mark. Rebound for Unitego Franklin. Back down the floor they come. Xander Johnson, smooth passing to the far side. They'll go into the right-wing corner now for Braden Johnson. He'll work one back up to Xander in front of the student section. Gets a screen from his brother. Wants to take it down low. Little up and under, and he scores. Xander from a tough angle there. Makes it 12-9. He has all 9 of UF's points. Bobcats with the basketball again now, looking to increase this lead. They lead by 3. Here's a 3-ball straight away. It's good for Elias Wilson. His first points of the game make it 15-9 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. And so the Bobcats back on defense now, and they'll get a steal with Wilson down the right side of the floor. Wilson will dish one off for Emerson, and they're going to say he pushed off on that baseline drive, and it's going back to Unitego Franklin.
Yeah, on that drive, he just kind of put up his offhand that he wasn't dribbling with and kind of pushed off. Little offensive foul. Kind of looks strange when the referees call that, because most fans think, well, if it's a charge, the person has to fall down. That's not necessarily true.
And so it's Bainbridge Guilford leading Unitego Franklin 15-9 here, a Mac boys contest tonight from Unitego. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. And the Spartans have the basketball on the left wing side in front of the BG bench. Here is Braden Johnson. Bounce pass back to Xander at the top of the key. Unitego Franklin looking a little stagnant here. They pass one into the corner, trying to get that ball moving. Shot here for Jacob Sargent is too strong. Rebound for the Bobcats, and back down the floor they come. Here is Wilson into the corner, finding Brendan Berg, and he's fouled on the low post. And we'll see who this is going to be on. 5.5 to go in this second quarter. Looks like the foul will be on Reese James, who's freshly into the game here for the Spartans. His first team's fourth. Bobcats will work it in. They go to Emerson on the left wing side, looking to reset. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot here. Tries a backdoor pass, looking for a cutting Isaac Seiler, but it's too tall and out of bounds. Back to Unitego Franklin.
Every time Unitego seems to get within a couple points, Bainbridge Guilford seems to come up with a key shot. Very similar to our game last week when they played Afton. So we'll see if that trend continues.
Yeah, BG just could never fully pull away there against Afton last week, but did end up getting a 51-39 victory. Spartans with the ball. Braden Johnson to the right side. Works one out into the corner. Logan Utter, three. A little too much mustard on it. It's too far, and a rebound for the Bobcats. Back down the floor here as they go left to right. Good defense by Utter. Was able to knock it away. Last touch by BG, and it's going back to Unitego Franklin.
I think if Unitego could score a couple more baskets here, they might be able to get into their press, which I think would be to their advantage. I think they might be a little quicker than BG. Maybe could force some turnovers and get some points off of their defense. So we'll see if Unitego can turn it around here a little bit with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
So far, Xander Johnson, 9 points. That's all of the Spartans' points. And now a drive by Wilms, but it's taken away here by the Bobcats. Good steal there by David Emerson. Bobcats going left to right here with 4.5 to go, second quarter. And they're looking for another three ball, but they don't pull it. They instead go inside to Vredenberg. Back into the right corner, Emerson. Bounce pass to the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. And a drive here by Wilson is intercepted by Xander Johnson. And he's shot out of a cannon back down the right side of the floor. Xander on the baseline, works one back out to Braden. Muscles his way to the inside. It's going to be a block on Vredenberg. And he sacrificed the body, but doesn't get rewarded for it that time.
I think he just slid in just at the last second. Coach Worley's not happy with it, but I think that's the right call.
4:10 to go in this second quarter, and this will send Braden Johnson to the line. And so they're saying he was in the act of shooting, too?
Yeah, I would have given him the two shots because he was driving to the... I mean, he wasn't looking to pass.
True, very true.
And when he hit, he then did go up. The ball did get up on the backboard and the rim.
So our team foul situation, 4 for Unitego Franklin and now 3 for BG. A little stoppage here while they clean up some of the sweat on the floor here from where Vredenberg went over. Again, I can't stress it enough how good it is to see him back in the lineup. I know how hard he worked when he was out with an injury. Had a nice chance to catch up with him after that Afton game the other night. And he said, sorry, I didn't play very well. You know, nice of you to come to the game here and do it on the radio. I said, hey, I'm just glad to see you back out there. So he said, next time you see me, I'll play better. So we'll try to hold him to that tonight. As Braden Johnson gets the first one to go here at the line. Makes it 15-10. BG's on top. Second one for Braden is in and out. Rebound, Hagroyan. He lost control of it as Reese James was right there jockeying for position. Last touch by Hagroyan. It'll stay with Unitego Franklin. So 4:10 to go, second quarter, 15-10 our score. The BG Bobcats leading Unitego Franklin. And it intercepted on the inbound, so BG's going to steal it right back with Elias Wilson. Wilson finds Lapani on the right side. Chance of defense from the student section with 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. Wilson to Lapani to the interior for Vredenberg on the low block, and he's fouled. And if they can get the ball to the interior, they've had a lot of success with either getting a shot or a foul like that, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, they have some size, BG, and you know, Unitego has some size, but I don't think as much as BG. So when they get it in there, they're either drawing a foul on the guard digging down to try to put pressure.
As there's a steal near midcourt by Reese James, and we'll have a whistle there. Good steal. But, yeah, just Unitego Franklin hasn't had an answer yet on the interior.
And I think they need to get more into a rhythm on offense. I mean, they've only scored 10 points. There's 3:48 left in the second quarter, but they're only down two baskets.
Yeah, low-scoring game here between these two so far. as Xander Johnson now will have it on the right side. Goes to Reese James in the corner, and he takes it to the hoop and scores. Reese James says, I'll do it. I got that steal. He was then fouled at midcourt, and then he scores that bucket on the ensuing possession. Three-point game, 15-12, with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Emerson on the left side of the floor. Now to Wilson. Good ball movement by the Bobcats. They get that defense moving, but a steal by Xander Johnson. Johnson down the right side of the floor. Finds Reese James. Pulls it back down. Goes to Braden Johnson. Takes it to the hoop and scores.
Nice ball movement there by Unitigo in transition. And if Braden gets going to the hoop there, that's something that I don't think not a lot of people will want to step in front of. Good transition basket. We got a one-point game.
15-14. Bobcats leading the Spartans. 2:55 to go here in the second quarter. A corner shot by Hagroyan along two won't go. Rebound Xander Johnson. Unitigo Franklin with the ball, trailing by a point. 2:45 to go, second quarter. And here is Xander taking it to the hoop. Tough angle shot there. Left it a little short. Rebound here for BG. Elias Wilson in transition. Back out Vredenburg. He thought about a three, but the big fella said, nope, I'm not going to do it. And BG holds on to it. Back over to Lapani. Now to Wilson. Back to Emerson. He says, I'll fire. And in and out. Rebound, Hagroyan. Pump fakes. Puts it up. Foul. And a nice pump fake there by Hagroyan will send him to the line. It's the sixth team foul here on Unitigo Franklin. And for Braden Johnson, that's his first.
But really nice understanding of not going too fast there on that rebound with the pump fake.
Hagroyan at the line. First one is good. And
he got his defender to leave his feet, and then he went to make the shot. A lot of kids would get that rebound and so excited, oh, I'm going to have a chance to score, and wouldn't take the time to sell a quality head fake and then get to the foul line.
Chase Bertzel back in for Unitigo Franklin. He's playing with those two fouls. He'll have to be careful. But good minutes there off the bench from Jacob Sargent and from Reese James for Coach Woods. Second shot for Hagroyan is no good. Rebound for Bertzel. A two-point game. BG leading Unitigo Franklin 16-14. So we come up on 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Johnson with the ball at the top of the key. Splits two defenders. A leaner just off the front of the rim. He couldn't get the roll. Rebound Bobcats. They've been good on the glass, limiting second chance opportunities. Emerson, far side. Hagroyan, left corner as BG goes left to right. They wheel it around back to the right side. Continuing to pass that ball, they go to the right side, now to the interior. Vredenburg up and under, a blocking foul here on Unitigo. With a 1:47 to go here in the second quarter.
Coach Woods wasn't happy with that call. He felt that Braden was straight up, but the official just said to him that he took a step and then his arms came down a little.
Coach Worley applauding his guys for the good ball movement there as Vredenburg will step back to the line now. And first shot is good for the senior, Connor Vredenburg. He has 5 points. Pumps BG's lead up to 17-14 with 1:47 to go, second quarter.
Interesting choice here for Unitigo. Braden with the two fouls. Do you leave him in the last 1:47 or take him out? I mean, that third foul could be big in the second half.
Yeah, second one goes for Vredenburg, and you have Chase Bertzel out there with the two fouls if you're the Spartans. So Coach Woods rolling the dice a little bit here. Wilms to the interior, blocked by Emerson. Came over to swat it away. And so BG leads by 4 with 90 seconds to go before the halftime break. And Wilson now, left side. BG being very patient. They go to the right corner for Hagroyan. Still continuing to work to the interior. Hagroyan open in the corner. Yes, hits it.
Second one from that spot.
It's almost like a little touch shot.
Yep.
It doesn't look like a... I don't know.
Oh, almost like a little set shot.
Yeah. But he makes it work, and BG leads 21-14. So we come up on 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Spartans need a bucket. Braden Johnson is fouled here on the left wing side by Vredenburg. Going to be a push. Fifth team foul here on the Bobcats. There's 7 team fouls on Unitigo Franklin, the second personal on Vredenburg. He's coming out for some protection. Coach Worley said, I'm not letting you pick up your third. So we'll see if the Spartans can get a bucket and cut this lead in a little bit here. Vredenburg's going to come back out 4 minutes. Okay, now they got the substitution all set.
He tried to do the old hockey substitution there. Came over the board. He must not have had his skates tied up.
Arian Sherman is into the game now here for BG as his replacement. And they'll get it in. Chase Burtzel for three. Yes! I think that might even got tipped and it went in for Burtzel. Big three there for Unitego Franklin. Makes it 21-17. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Bobcats with the ball. Left side, Emerson. Back to Wilson. They keep that thing going. No bounce passes, all chest. Pagroyan floats one back to the far side, Emerson. Skips across the defense. No, Reese James with good hands and a steal. Ahead for Logan Utter. And Utter's pass is tipped, but Burtzel's there to scoop it up. Burtzel, far side, finds Utter. Wide open three. Yes, for Logan Utter. Big three, makes it a one-point game. What a swing here, Coach.
Yeah, a couple big shots there by Unitego.
21-20, the score. And now a foul by Utter at the top of the key as he was looking to slide in there on defense. So 11 seconds to go in the second quarter, and it's a 21-20 game for the Bobcats.
I was surprised after that three, and I don't have it written down. I should, but if Coach Woods hadn't taken his 30-second timeout yet in the first half, if you don't use it in boys basketball, you don't use that 30-second timeout, you lose it going to the half. I probably would have taken the timeout there, gotten Braden Johnson out of the game, and kind of set my press up to see if we could get a turnover there at the end. But
Garrett O'Hara at the line, as that was the eighth team foul on the Spartans, and the first on Utter. And he goes one out of two at the line. Rebound scooped up here by Xander Johnson, but he rolls out of bounds with it as he was desperately trying to dive and save that. Great effort. BG leading by 2 points here, 22-20. 7 seconds to go. Bobcats with the ball. They're looking to get it in. And here is O'Hara. They glance up at the clock. They go to Wilson, top of the key, into the corner. O'Hara for three. Hagroyan the tip. Count it. Count it for Hagroyan. What an effort there to get that and just sinks it before the buzzer. 24-20, our score. Unitego trying to say that this shouldn't count. I don't think they're going to get that switch, though. No. Officials say it's good. A four-point game at the half, Coach.
Based on our last game watching BG, I was so impressed. I don't want to say his last name wrong. Hagroyan?
Hagroyan, yes.
He has 8 rebounds at the half. I've been keeping his rebounds because I was intrigued last game. Like, I wanted to know how many he had. So
I did get him later in the night. I should have sent it. But he's averaging a double-double right now, and you can see why.
I mean, how many points does he have at the half?
He has 11.
So, yeah. I mean, he's two rebounds away from a double-double.
Wow, so a great first half here. This should be a whale of a game in the second half, so don't turn that dial. It's 24-20. With 9:50 to go here in our halftime break, it's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. I should say, someone the other day told me, Nate, there's no dial anymore, so you shouldn't say that. But you know what? I like old-time radio, so don't turn that dial. 24-20 at the break. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we start the second half here tonight at Unitego. And here is Xander Johnson taking it to the rim, blocked by Brendan Burke. And back down the floor for the Bobcats as they now go right to left. Pump fake, Kagroyan to the interior, no. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with the Bobcats here as Bobcats are in the navy blue here tonight with the white trim. Unitego Franklin's in the home whites with the green trim. So a four-point ball game. Bobcats leading by 4 to start this third quarter. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here. Of course, Greg, a longtime local coach and currently the GMU athletic director. Bobcats with the ball again. Wilson, far side, pump fake, sends it down low for Emerson. Kicks one back out. Good ball movement. Lapani Back over to Wilson, and 3 seconds is the call on Vredenburg, it looks like. And back to Unitigo Franklin it goes.
Yeah, it's hard for a big guy inside there when you think, you know, two or three different guys should have maybe shot it and had a good shot. They passed up a good shot, but you're trying to get in position to rebound, so sometimes you end up with a three-second call.
Spartans with the ball here as they go to Xander Johnson, left side. Comes off a screen, works one back to Bertzel, steps in for a high arcing three, a moon ball. It's off the front of the rim and a rebound for Michael Lapani of BG. Across the midcourt timeline here, they go to Wilson on the right side. And now to Emerson. Again, good ball movement, but nobody necessarily looking at the rim per se here. Bobcats go to the high post for Vredenburg. He's going to take it down low. Kicks it out. Hagroyan. There's that three ball in the corner. No. A little bit of a line drive left. It short. Rebound for the Spartans. 6:15 to go in the third. Here's Logan Utter. He wants a three. Left this one short. Skim the side of the rim. Rebound for BG. Not a lot of second chances tonight here for Unitigo Franklin either. And here are the Bobcats. They go back to Wilson. Passes to the interior. Vredenburg down low. Hagroyan up and under the reverse. Tough angle shot, no. Rebound, Chase Bertzel of the Spartans. Both teams still looking for their first bucket of the second half. Logan Utter to the right side. Kicks one back up, Braden Johnson. Now to Xander on the right side in front of his own bench. Works one to Logan Utter. 15 on the shot clock. They go to Chase Bertzel. Right corner. Bertzel trapped over there. He's able to dribble his way out of it. And then a foul on Emerson. Good escape route on the baseline there by Chase Bertzel. So still a 24-20 game here early in the third quarter with about 5.5 to go.
Anybody's ball game still.
Spartans try to go to the interior for Xander Johnson, and it was knocked away. And back down the floor for the Bobcats. Here is Lapani. Holds on to it. Goes back to Wilson on the right side. He has his pocket picked. Fast hands there by Logan Utter. And ahead for Braden Johnson. Finds Utter in the right wing corner. Tries to step through, and it's intercepted there by Emerson. Really is a hot potato here in the second half. Coaches, both teams still looking for a bucket. They go to Lapani. Left side, three, no. Too strong. And underneath, a foul on Hagroyan for a push-off as they were jockeying for position.
Now, who can break the ice here?
And it feels like the longer that it stays like this, Coach, the better of a chance it is for Unitigo Franklin to just hang around before they go on a run.
Mm-hmm.
BG just can't seem to pull away. As Johnson will walk it across midcourt going left to right. Xander now will go to Spencer Wilms. Wilms now to Logan Utter on the left side. Utter steps through, picks up his dribble, goes to Bertzel at the top of the key. They'll wheel one back over to Johnson. Johnson to the high post, now back to Wilms, the lefty for three, left it a little bit to the left, and a rebound here for Braden Johnson. He'll work one back out, but a steal by Elias Wilson. He's off to the races, and scores. Unitigo made the layup tough, but he got it to go.
Yeah, BG's length there really bothered Unitigo on that pass. Braden tried to make a pass out, it was the right play, but the length of BG's guards just was too much. Thought you also could have called the end one on that drive to the basket.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact there, but BG's up by six, 26-20. Coming up on 4 minutes to go in the third. Spartans with the basketball. A little breakdown dribble here by Wilms, and he's fouled by Lapani. And so that will be the first foul on Lapani. No, his second foul, team's third. So BG with three fouls so far here in this third quarter, Unitigo Franklin with none.
Yeah, that could come into play as we get late into the fourth quarter if Unitigo can get into the bonus early.
So we're coming up on 4 minutes to go here in this third quarter. And Logan Utter will be doing the inbounding duties. Gets one into the left corner here for Xander Johnson. Now back to Utter. A three ball here for him is too long, and a rebound for Hagroyan. And back across the midcourt timeline here for BG. As they lead by six, 26-20. To the high post, Vredenburg. Vredenburg now back to Lapani. Feeds it one more, and a block here by Logan Utter on a three-point attempt by BG. 3.5 to go in the third. Here is Xander Johnson into the paint, kicks one out, Wilms. Long three is off the side of the rim and out of bounds. And somebody did put a lid on this rim down here, I think, Coach.
Yeah, but I would like to see him maybe make a little more of a concerted effort to get the ball inside and maybe look to take one of those threes after the ball has gone inside and, you know, the big guys have touched it. A lot of times that's when a three is made, when the ball works inside out.
3:20 to go here in the third. 26-20 our score. Vredenburg tries to go down low for Hagroyan. Threads the needle, gets it to Hagroyan, and he powers it up and in.
Very strong finish. Didn't look like he was had a way to get the ball up on the glass.
He amazes me sometimes with his strength and just the space he can create. As here is Braden Johnson trying to answer, but Hagroyan with the nice hands is able to steal it. He handles the ball well for a big guy, too. Makes it 28-20. BG to the interior. Vredenburg hits it. The kiss off the glass is good. He's fouled and will head to the line. Connor Vredenburg with eight. And with 2:50 to go in the third.
It's the third foul on Chase Bertzel.
Yeah, third on Chase, and it's 30-20.
I thought it could have gone on either Braden or Chase, but called it on Chase.
BG going on a little bit of a run here. Jacob Sargent's going to come in. Waiting for it here. Bertzel is going to go to the bench, and this feels like a big moment, Coach, where BG might be able to pull away a little bit here.
Yeah, similar to the first half, every time Unitigo got kind of close, BG would make a big basket. BG's kind of putting a little distance out ahead in front of Unitigo. Can Unitigo answer here in the last 2:51?
So here is Vredenburg to the line. Yes, he has nine. And the Spartans have still not scored here in this third quarter. And so an 11-point lead, 31-20 now for BG. Can the Spartans find another little rally here like they did in the first half? Xander Johnson across the midcourt timeline. Will go to Braden Johnson. They'll wheel one back over to Xander on the left wing side. Braden is cutting. They try to go to him. Might have forced it a little bit there, and they couldn't get it to him. It was knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, Xander anticipated that it was going to be open. It was, but he just needed to hold the ball for another second there.
They float one inside here for Braden Johnson. Puts one up, and he's fouled by Hagroyan. Good pass there by Xander to open that up.
You know, it's interesting. Coach Woods coached with me for a couple years over at GMU, was my JV coach, did a really nice job, and then the position opened up over here at Unitigo. But it's always fun for me to watch somebody that I've coached with maybe served a little bit as a mentor too. Like, you know, we needed a bucket there, and he ran a tried and true play that's an old Hartwick play to get us a play, to try to get Unitigo a basket there. So that, you know, makes me feel good inside that he's still going to the old plays we got.
Braden Johnson goes one out of two at the line, so he has 4 points. Makes it 31-21. You guys had some excellent teams during those years too. Bobcats with the balls. With the ball, they work it here to the left side. Looking to go down low for Emerson here. No. Bounced off his hands. BG holds on to it. Right corner three. In and out. Rebound, Braden Johnson.
Nice rebound because he was not in the spot. Looks like BG was going to get it.
Needed that. Xander trying to go coast to coast. Oh, it just bounces out. Rebound, Emerson. But Jacob Sargent comes flying in. Steals it back.
Great
for the
hustle.
Spartans. Finds Xander. He scores and he's fouled.
There's the answer. If we can finish this, it'll be 4-1 in the last, you know, about a minute or so. Unitigo's putting a little charge back into it.
Great steal there by Jacob Sargent to help set that up. And Xander was able to finish. 1:57 to go in the third. It's the BG boys leading Unitigo Franklin 31-23.
Not only did he give great effort there to get that steal, but to find a pass. And here he comes up with a rebound in the corner and gives Unitigo another possession.
Great job by Sargent. They go down low. Braden Johnson scores.
So we're 5-1 since that free throw where you said it could be a turning point. Unitigo.
Spartans are back in this game. It's 31-25 with 1:40 to go here in the third. And the crowd's back into it as well. Bobcats with the ball. They try to go to the high post. Steal by Unitigo. Tipped by Reese James. James to the right side. Dishes one back off. Braden Johnson. He tries to go inside, but Emerson was right there to rip it away from him.
I think if he could see that on tape, he'd want that back because he had his brother right on the wing for a three.
BG trying to slow the pace down a little bit here, calm things down. Elias Wilson into the corner there. So Groyan, no, but they're going to say he's fouled here by Jacob Sargent. I believe he's going to be shooting three. Boy, what a break there for the Bobcats. Yeah, going to be shooting three here at the line. I didn't notice a lot of contact on that.
I think it was that he just didn't give him a chance to come down to land.
So Groen will step in at the line. First shot for James, too strong. And his second of three shots coming here. Make sure you stay tuned tomorrow as we will have a great Class D girls game. Going to make the trip up to Worcester. As it's the Worcester girls hosting Cherry Valley Springfield. Pagroyan's second shot is no good. 0 for 2. As we said in our pregame show, both those teams ranked in the top 10 of the state sports writers poll this week. And I think they both had it circled on the calendar for quite a while. So tune in tomorrow at 7 for the tip of that game. Pagroyan's third shot is good. So Groen with 14, and BG leads 32-25.
Unitigo needs a hoop here.
1 minute to go in the third. Xander Johnson with the ball, top of the key. A look to work it to the interior here for Braden Johnson. Kind of a reach in there by Groen. He got away with it. Here is Xander. Splits two defenders. Oh, he tried the underhand pass there to Braden, and it was knocked away. Not enough real estate. Bobcats back down the floor. 40 seconds to go in the third. And here is Lapani for Garrett O'Hara. Again, they wheel it around and go to the high post with Emerson. And Emerson lost control of it. 30 seconds left in the third. Johnson trying to go coast to coast. Here's Xander muscling his way inside. And he is fouled with 25 seconds to go in the third. Our score is BG 32, Unitigo Franklin 25. Foul going to be here, on BG, on Michael Lapani. So here's our team foul situation. BG with six now. Unitigo Franklin with two. Logan Utter back in the game. Gets it to Xander Johnson, top of the key. Xander looks over to the bench here. They could play for the last shot if they want. Shot clock's off. It'll be a big bucket here for the Spartans if they can get it. Xander goes to the far side for Logan Utter. Oh, he has his pocket picked from behind, and Garrett O'Hara is going to come away with it. O'Hara tried to feed it through. Utter, good hustle back, was able to kick it. Rolls out of bounds with 2.6 seconds left. Frustrating there for the Spartans.
Great defense, though, by BJ. I thought there was no way that he was going to get to that ball before it went out.
No, really good hustle there. And so what can the Bobcats do with it? They'll get it in to Wilson. Pump fake. The three at the buzzer. No. Three quarters in the books. It's BG. The boys leading 32-25 over Unitigo Franklin. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And hey, welcome back. Just before we start the fourth quarter here, one out-of-town score wanted to pass along. The Walton boys pick up a win over Sydney tonight in MAC action, 76-52. Sydney was one of those teams that was sitting right around that fifth-place spot in the standings, so tough loss for them tonight against Walton. Helps propel Walton up a little bit. They hadn't played that many league games yet, so it kind of puts the Walton Warriors back in the conversation a little bit. Start of the fourth quarter here in Unitigo, as it's BG, the boys leading 32-25 over Unitigo Franklin. 7:50 to go in the fourth. Bobcats with the basketball going right to left. They're looking to set it up here. Spartans settling into their defense. Little take here by Garrett O'Hara. No. Emerson got the rebound, had it poked away, and the Spartans will come away with it. Boy, finally they will find some real estate to have a chance to relax, and now Hagroyan with a reach-in foul. That was helter-skelter there as they brought it up the floor, Coach.
Yeah, you talked about a hot potato earlier.
But it felt like it was the end of the game there for a second.
What we talked about in the third quarter is now coming to fruition. BG has already committed 17 fouls. So here we are, 7 minutes, 26 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and every foul that BG commits from this point forward, Unitigo is going to be going to the line.
Huge opportunity here for the Spartans to claw their way back in as they trail 32-25, and Braden Johnson gets the first foul shot to go.
Not only are they going to go to the line every time there's a foul, but being behind, the clock is stopped, so it's kind of a double whammy for BG.
Second shot for Braden Johnson is good. Nothing but net. 8 points for Braden. Makes it a 32-27 game with the Bobcats on top early here in the fourth quarter tonight at the U after a thrilling JV game earlier with BG winning at the buzzer. Steal now by Unitigo Franklin. Logan Utter back to Xander Johnson. They go to Jacob Sargent on the left side. Now to Xander, top of the key. Pulls one back out, resets with 20 on the shot clock here for the Spartans. Xander Johnson shovels one, left side, Reese James. Dribble drive back to the right side. Braden Johnson, three ball, step back, no. Not enough under it, and a rebound for the Bobcats. Here's Elias Wilson. Finds his way into the paint, and his shot is good. Hits the front of the rim and then pops up and in.
With the foul situation, you'd like to see Unitigo either drive to the basket or get the ball inside.
Makes it 34-27, BG on top of Unitigo Franklin. Braden Johnson says, all right, coach, I'll take it inside, and he scores from the right low block.
Good coaching there.
10 now for Braden Johnson. Makes it 34-29. BG trying to answer. Hagroyan to the interior, and what's the call? A charge on Hagroyan.
I think that'll be his fourth, too.
And Coach Worley's got a decision to make here. Hagroyan went to the interior with 6:20 to go in the fourth, and they're going to have to take him out. That is his fourth. Wow.
Big turning point here.
Coach Worley pleading his case to the Zebra crew here.
It's the hardest call in all of basketball.
It really, it's such a quick play. But
that one I'd like to see like on a slow motion instant replay.
Yes. Yeah, unlike professional sports where we can look at it 800 times.
Can't do that.
We get that one time here, and that's the call, and so it'll stick. With 6:10 to go here in the fourth, Johnson on the right wing side will work it back out. Top of the key, Reese James, dribble drive, finds Braden on the baseline, pull-up jumper from a tough angle, no. Rebound is for BG and a foul on Jacob Sargent.
Now, as a coach, you don't like to see this, but I thought there was a little contact on that drive there as Braden went to the basket. So it always comes into the back of your mind. Like, do you wonder, did they not call that foul right there? Would they could have, because then maybe they felt like, geez, that one could have gone either way.
Timeout taken. We're going to pause for 60 seconds. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. BG on top of Unitigo Franklin, 34-29 on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Big thank you to Ben Patton for sending along that Walton-Sydney score, as Ben was over there taking photos tonight, no doubt. But, Ben, maybe I got the score from one of my other sources out there, but I'll give you the credit tonight. So, 6 minutes to go in this fourth quarter, 34-29. Ben has been taking some phenomenal photos this year, so make sure you either check them out online or pick up a copy of the Walton Reporter because he does such fantastic work. So now, 5:55 in the fourth here, Coach. And
earlier we talked about if Unitico could make some baskets, they could put their full court pressure on. They just were able to do that. They've gotten two turnovers the last time that they've been able to set up their press. So
Spartans with the ball. They find Reese James. Big three in the corner. No, too strong. Rebound. Xander Johnson in the land of the trees. Kicks it back out to Braden, and a timeout taken here by Unitego Franklin. So 5:38 to go in the fourth. We'll step away for 30 seconds this time. BG leads 34-29 on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. One other score from out of town here tonight. Morris Boys defeating Gilbertsville on Upton, 77-33. I'll have stats later on that game, thanks to WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski. You can check out her work on natelull.com, and I have another article of hers coming up on sportsmanship on natelull.com that she wrote. So we'll have that up for you ASAP. Spartans with the ball. It's 34-29. BG on top here with 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Braden Johnson with the ball. A little dribble drive gets around. Vredenburg tries to force it up. A lot of contact. No call. And the BG boys will bring it back down the floor. And so the Bobcats will have it. They go to O'Hara. And very patient, working it around. Hagroyan on the bench with those four fouls. How long do you let him sit? We'll see what Coach Worley decides to do. O'Hara for three, yes! A deep three in front of the student section for Garrett O'Hara.
That just bought him a couple more seconds on the bench.
BG leads 37-29. Yeah, that certainly helps the protection of James Hagroyan there with those four fouls. Sargent with the ball. Now goes to Reese James, and it's right back to feeling like the Spartans need a bucket. They get a screen here for Sargent. Takes it to the interior. He's blocked. Stays with Unitego Franklin.
Good strong move to the basket, though.
He's provided some big minutes off the bench tonight for Unitego Franklin. Logan Utter will be inbounding the basketball. Finds Reese James in the corner. Now back to Xander Johnson. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Johnson to Reese James in the corner. Nice little step through, and he's blocked by Elias Wilson. Good defense by the Bobcats.
Yeah, Wilson's length really seems to play an impact on the defensive end. Both games I've seen BG play, he's made some crucial plays just with his length.
37-29, BG boys on top of Unitego Franklin. Very patient again on this possession. 15 on the shot clock. Lapani will go to Vredenburg at the left elbow. Into the corner for Wilson. Back to Lapani. 10 on the shot clock. More passing to the left side. Now back to the right for O'Hara. Inside Vredenburg. Turn around, jump hook. The kiss is good for Vredenburg.
He said he would play better next time you saw him. That certainly was a big shot at a big moment in the game.
And they killed the whole shot clock there, too. What a possession. 39-29 for the Bobcats with 3:40 to go in the fourth. Johnson now to Utter in the left corner. Back to Xander. And the Spartans need a bucket, and they need it now. Sargent finds Xander down low, and it goes out of bounds. Good save by Xander to throw it off of Vredenburg. Possession stays with the Spartans.
But that's another one of those plays. Like, I could see a kid that's a senior not have the presence of mind to do that. The ball was, it was a pass that was trying to lead him to the basket. It was a little bit misthrown, and there was nothing he could have done there. I mean, who would think that, oh, let me grab it, throw it behind my back, maybe it'll go to one of my teammates or off another kid.
Tries to pass to the interior here for Braden Johnson. It was tipped, but Chase Burtzel is there, and he'll pull it back out. Xander Johnson straight away three. They need that one, and it's a little short and out of bounds.
Looks like that one was right on line. Maybe he just didn't get squared up enough there, but was a good shot.
Good shot, just couldn't find the bucket, and BG continues to lead by 10. We'll take a timeout with 3:20 to go in the fourth. Bobcats are going to talk it over. They lead 39-29. Here in the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:20 to go, fourth quarter. A 39-29 game here for the BG boys over Unitego Franklin, and a long pass for BG is intercepted by Xander Johnson. And can the Spartans get back into it? They go to Jacob Sargent. He takes it to the rim and scores.
Got to set up your press now.
Jacob Sargent with 2 points. Makes it 39-31. 3 minutes to go in the fourth. Brendan Byrne off his foot out of bounds and back to the Spartans.
BG has trouble with Unitego's quickness a little bit there. They're rushing. Still only a three-possession game here. See if Unitego can cut into the lead.
Back down the floor. Johnson, the floater. No, partially blocked. They wanted a foul. They're not going to get it. And the Bobcats will get it across midcourt here with Garrett O'Hara. O'Hara tries to feed one into the corner. Good defense there by Jacob Sargent to punch it out of bounds. 2:39 left. Spartans really need a stop here. Pagroyan. Actually, no, he's back in. Excuse me. Hebroyan is back in. Playing with those four fouls for Bainbridge-Guilford. Can he get through the rest of the way without a foul? And now a foul on Xander Johnson for a reach-in for Elias Wilson. Trying to go to him, and the reach-in was on Johnson. 2:38 to go in the fourth as BG's trying to pick up a Big Mac boys basketball road victory here tonight. Pagroyan back up to Lapani here.
Go get it.
Now to Elias Wilson. Splits two defenders. Wilson feeds one back out. He might have gotten away with some steps here. They go to the high post. Vredenburg working to Pagroyan. 15 on the shot clock. Boy.
Surprised they don't get the ball in a one-on-one with Pagroyan.
They try to pass down low for O'Hara. He missed the shot. And a rebound here for Unitego, but boy, BG's eating up a lot of time on those possessions. Braden Johnson, long three, no. Partially tipped. BG gets it back with 2 minutes to go and a 39-31 lead. Timeout taken here by BG. They're in the driver's seat at the moment. We'll take another break with a 1:57 to go in the fourth. We'll keep it right here after that, but for right now, we'll take a break on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:57 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight here on WCDO. And out of the timeout, Bobcats will have the basketball. And Unitego Franklin is going to bring some pressure now in man-to-man as it's a 39-31 game. Bobcats with the ball. They'll go to Vredenburg on the right side. Unitego Franklin desperate for a steal here. Can they get it? Good execution so far by the Bobcats. Top of the key here for O'Hara. Now to the far side for Lapani. Five on the shot clock. Back out Lapani. Steps in. Vredenburg with two on the shot clock. No. Rebound underneath. Groin. Be on a groin.
And we're going to shoot free throws. Clock stopped.
An over-the-back call here on Hagroyan with 1:27 left. And it's going to send Unitigo to the line with Jacob Sargent. Coach Worley wants to talk to his guys here. Hagroyan's going to come out here, and looks like David Emerson will come back in. Emerson's scoreless here tonight. Normally, he's a guy that we see a lot more of. And so, Coach, is this an official timeout? Did someone actually take a timeout, or were we just doing the subs? Okay, here we go.
When somebody fouls out, they report the foul to the table, and then the coach doesn't – you can kind of get a free timeout.
I was going to say, they're taking a long time here for someone fouling out.
I think it's like 15, 10 seconds you get. I don't know if you saw the official, but he said, hey, start the clock.
Right.
He's got five. He's got so many seconds to get a new sub in the game.
Sargent can't get the foul shot to go, and then Vredenburg with the rebound. That's a big one, and a foul on Unitigo Franklin.
And in all reality, that was kind of a good coaching move by Coach Worley, because now the Unitigo had to think about that free throw a little extra long than as compared to normal.
Bobcats get it in. Is Unitigo going to foul, or will they try to play some straight-up D? And we will get a foul on the left low block. Coach Woods didn't want that foul, looks like, with a minute 18 to go. So here's our foul situation, 9 for BG, 5 for Unitigo Franklin.
Still only a three-possession game, couple threes and a two. A lot of time left.
Unitigo Franklin needs some magic, but still possible. BG feeds it in. Vredenburg goes back out to Emerson on the left side. Back to Vredenburg on the left elbow, and he's mugged. And a foul there with a buck 12 to go.
Well, you have to give some credit there to Vredenburg. He got the ball on the out-of-bounds play. Could have easily gone up to try to make a basket. But understanding the situation and the time and the score, he knew that it was more valuable to run time off the clock. He passed it out. He ended up getting the ball back and getting fouled, so he goes to the line here for 1-1.
I was thinking that was a smart move. So Vredenburg steps in. First shot is off the back of the rim. Rebound here for Sargent. Still some time here with 1:10 to go. Unitigo down the floor. Xander Johnson, left side. Gets stuck in a tough position. Dribbles out of it. Feeds one back over to Braden. Pump fakes. Gets into the paint. Up off the glass. No, but he is fouled with 56 seconds left. And we'll head to the line. And this has been a struggle here. Only 11 points in the second half for the Spartans. In a low-scoring affair here in this Mac boys clash. And so this will send Johnson to the line. He gets the first one to go.
Okay, Unitigo's got to be ready to set up their full-court press here. Would not be surprised to see a timeout on a made basket here by Unitigo.
Second shot coming here for Braden Johnson. This is a big one. And gets that one to go. 12 now.
Full court pressure, man-to-man.
So we'll keep it right here with 56 seconds left. Six-point game. BG up 39-33. Unitigo trying to sell out and get a steal. BG, good pressure break there by Elias Wilson. They go to the high post and a reach-in foul on Braden Johnson. Oh, that was close. Close to him being able to take off with that ball. 47 seconds left.
I don't even know if the BG player had possession of the ball. That was really close.
And so Vredenburg's going to head to the line here. 8 team fouls now on Unitigo Franklin, the fourth personal on Braden Johnson.
But remember, he just went to the line a minute ago on 1-1, missed the front end, allowed Unitigo to get the rebound. So
this will send Vredenburg to the line in a big moment here.
And you have to remember, as Unitigo, you're behind, yes, by 6, but you still have one more foul that gets you the 1-1 before you get to the two-shot bonus.
So Vredenburg will settle in at the line, takes a deep breath, stares up at the rim, takes his time, and the shot, in and out, rebound, Xander Johnson. Johnson down the floor. He's going to try to go all the way. Takes it in and lost control of the ball, but it finds its way to Braden Johnson, puts it up and in. Braden Johnson with 14, makes it 39-35, and Unitigo wants to take a timeout with 34 seconds left. In a four-point ball game, Coach, it's starting to feel like that JV game all over again.
Yeah.
We will keep it right here during this timeout. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO tonight and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Now, as a coach, did you love these moments where you had to draw something up late in the game?
Well, it you kind of have a little bit of more control of the game. So if I'm Bainbridge Guilford right now, I'm explaining to my kids, look, we have the lead by 4 points. I would tell them how many timeouts we have left. I'd be reminding my inbounder, hey, you count in your head to four or to five. If you get to four, you just turn to the ref and call timeout. No panic. I also would remind my player, because that was off a made basket, you can run the baseline so you don't have to stay still. I probably would say, hey, if we can't get it in and we didn't have any timeouts, the best thing for you to do is throw it high and into our half of the court. Because even if Unitigo gets it, they're going to take a while to get it up the court. If I'm Unitigo, I'm telling, hey, switch on all screens. We're full court man-to-man press. Don't get beat long. Try for a steal. Maybe one trap, but probably foul right away. Send them to the line for the one-on-one. Make sure you go for the ball. Because if you don't go for the ball, you risk the official calling a flagrant foul, then you get two shots in the ball. So, interesting time here. Fun time for a coach in a game.
34 seconds left. BG will have the ball. They're going to have to go the length of the court. Unitigo Franklin bringing a lot of pressure. BG tries to pass long, and they get it into Elias Wilson. It was like a wide receiver going up to get that. And now a foul by the Spartans with 28.9 seconds left.
But again, BG showing their basketball IQ there. Wilson could have easily, after he caught that, it looked like he had a lane to the basket. He didn't choose to go to the basket. He kind of peeled back out and tried to run some clock.
And that pass just got there by a whisker, I would say, to Elias Wilson.
Interesting strategy here. BG has no one on the foul line to rebound.
O'Hara at the line gets the first one to go.
That's why. They didn't even touch the rim. Nothing but nylon.
BG leads 40-35, 28 seconds left, fourth quarter. O'Hara, second shot, good.
Now if you're BG, okay, so BG's got a timeout here.
So the Bobcats take a timeout, leading 41-35 with 28.9 seconds left. And they've had the answers tonight.
In this situation, BG's taking a timeout. He's explaining to his guys, hey, we're up 6 points with about 30 seconds left. We need just play solid defense, keep the ball in front of you. Our philosophy should be no threes. We don't want to give up a basket anyway, but no threes and certainly no fouls, because that would be our enemy at this point, because if we foul, Unitigo can get to the line, score points to catch up with the clock stopped.
28 seconds left.
As Unitigo, a lot of people would say, well, geez, coach, you're down six. We need two threes. Yeah, but if you come down and shoot a three and miss and BG gets the rebound, the game's over. So you take the first good shot. If they'll let you go to the basket and score, go to the basket and score. You can call timeout. You foul again. Yeah, they get two shots, but who knows? Are they going to make both? You want to extend that game as long as possible. If you come down and shoot a three that's contested and it's not a good shot and you miss, the game's over.
So again, 28.9 seconds left. BG boys, as we set the scene here, leading Unitigo Franklin 41-35. A big MAC win on the road is what the Bobcats are looking for here.
And the other thing that is interesting, some people might be listening saying, well, why aren't they advancing the ball? When Nate does a girls game, that team can advance the ball. Well, in boys, you can't do that.
Nope. And a relatively new rule for the girls as well, but the Spartans will bring it back down the floor. They'll go to the corner. They find Bertzel, a three. No. And it buckles off the side of the rim, out of bounds, and back to the Bobcat.
That was a good look. It was right on line. Wasn't a bad shot. Just a little bit short. I thought it looked good when he let it go.
Boy, it sure did. 18 and a half left, and the Bobcats again lob it in deep, and Wilson is fouled on the right wing side in front of the student section with 16 seconds left, and the Bobcats can smell it now. Stay tuned for our post-game show after this. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Two awards to our winning team tonight, one to the losing team, as Wilson gets the first one to go smooth and steady. He always is. And BG bouncing back from a tough loss earlier in this week in a non-league game with Shenango Forks, picking up this big win here tonight from the looks. Unless we get some magic here in the last 15 seconds. It's 43-35. Utter takes it to the rim and scores. makes it 43-37. Wilson down the floor, and he's fouled with 6.5 seconds left, and he'll head right back to the line. So despite all the efforts here tonight, Unitigo Franklin just couldn't quite get over the hump to get this back to a tie ball game at any point. Chipped it back to 2 and 4 a bunch of times. As at the line, good here for Wilson. He's got 10. Good balanced scoring here. Hagroyan with 14, Brandenburg with 11, and now Wilson with 10 for Bainbridge Guilford. And the second shot, no. Rebound, Xander Johnson. He'll bring it down the floor. He'll try a three, and this one is off the mark, and that'll do it. 44-37, our final score. The BG boys come in and pick up a big win over Unitigo Franklin, and we'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you one last time inside the gym here tonight at Unitigo, as it's the BG boys defeating Unitigo Franklin 44-37. Here's our scoring summary tonight. First for Unitigo Franklin, 14 points. That's a team best for Braden Johnson, 11 for Xander Johnson, 5 for Logan Utter, 3 for Chase Bertzel, and 2 apiece for Jacob Sargent and Reese James. On the other side for BG, 14 for James Agroyan, 11 for Connor Vrendenberg, 10 for Elias Wilson, 6 for Garrett O'Hara, and 3 for Isaac Seiler. So pretty balanced scoring there for the Bobcats tonight. And let's get into our three awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and NBT Bank has always supported local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'll go with James Agroyan tonight, 14 points. When they really needed a bucket, he seemed to be the guy.
Yeah, he hit two big three-pointers in the first half and got a lot of offensive rebound putbacks and just a solid force. I think he finished with a double-double. I had him down for 10 rebounds, so Just a quality game again. Second time I've got a chance to see him play. He has a really nice game. Doesn't try to do too much. Plays within himself. Good team player.
I'm going to skip ahead to the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on at these young athletes. I'd like to go with our guy, Connor Vredenburg, tonight. You know, he talked to me the other night, and he said, I want to play better next time you're here. So we're here, and I thought he did a little bit of everything tonight, the perfect all-purpose player.
Yeah, he made a couple big shots down the end of the game. And he also, in the first half, made a lot of nice passes when BG was doing a nice job attacking Unitigo's zone defense. He had a nice ball game tonight.
Lastly, we will do the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO, and they wish our local teams success this season. I think either one of the Johnson brothers could deserve this tonight, but we'll go with Braden, 14 points, and, you know, he really did have his hands full down low dealing with Vredenburg and with Hagroyan. Not having Kroll tonight certainly was tough, a lot on Brendan tonight, but he was able to get it done. Or Braden, excuse me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there was a lot of pressure on him, too, coming into the second half with two fouls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he picked up his third until right at the end there. So to play almost the entire second half without picking up that third foul, trying to play defense against BG's interior players, was huge. He also had several key baskets late, had a couple shots that were just a little short, and as you said, easily could have gone to his brother as well.
Yeah.
So good effort. I know as a coach you don't want to say this, but, you know, would the game have been different if both teams had their full complement of players? You don't know. Hopefully these teams we'll have an opportunity to play again, whether it's in the league championship or the playoffs or sectionals, because it was a closely contested contest by two high school basketball teams. Both teams played hard. It was a fun game to watch.
A great game here tonight, and we'll hope to have another one tomorrow, as you can join us at about 6:45 for the Butler Auto pregame show. 7 o'clock tip will be up in Worcester, as the Worcester girls are hosting Cherry Valley Springfield, two teams that are in the top 10 in the state rankings this week for girls Class B basketball. So, Coach, we wish you could join us tomorrow, but
Yeah. That's
okay. We'll see you again next week, I'm sure.
I'm sure. So thanks again for having me. Always a pleasure, and always fun to come out and watch a good high school basketball game.
Big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Jim will be back with me tomorrow night for that Worcester and Cherry Valley Springfield game. So, again, our final score here tonight, BG Boys defeat Unitigo Franklin on the road, 44-37. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.